Inspiration. I is for inner voice of love. Inspiration inspires you to listen to your inner voice of love. Your inner voice is the voice of inspiration, and it is communicating directly to you through your inspired self. Listen to inspiration even though the cubicle self is not. It is the voice that is speaking to you always. Have you been talking to yourself lately? Which self would that be? Have you been hearing voices? Which voice would that be? Your inspired self or the cubicle self? What is it that is so important about what the cubicle self is saying that we feel we must listen and hang on to its every little thought and believe these little thoughts and converse with these thoughts? Would you buy a recording of nonsense, pop it in your player, and listen to it all day? Well, that is exactly the way we are spending much of our time. How does nonsense ever get replaced by sense? One, we must recognize the nonsense. Two, we must no longer want to hear the nonsense. Three, we must be willing to let inspiration remove the non and give us the sense in return. Is that too much to ask? Who needs non? Watch your mind. Who is talking? The inspired self or cubicle self? What is it saying? Inspiring thoughts or cubicle thoughts? What is it proposing? To be truly helpful or not? How do you feel? Inspired or cubicalized? How are you seeing yourself? Worthy or unworthy of peace? How are you seeing others? Worthy or unworthy of peace? What time zone is it in? Inspiring you to be here now, or ghost of cubicle past, or ghost of cubicle future? What volume is it at? Inspiring gentle strength, or cubicle concert glaring? Listening to your inner voice is like having a heart-to-heart visit with a wise, loving friend. Practice receiving help from your inner voice in your relationships. Pause. Notice you are listening to the cubicle voice. Notice how it sounds and what kinds of things it is saying. Decide to be willing. Call on and connect with inspiration. Being present with your breath, a word, phrase, image, movement, gesture, or sound may help you to connect. Ask for help. Being specific and honest about the thoughts you are thinking, feelings you are experiencing, and judgments you are making. Don't be embarrassed. The helper already knows what you are experiencing. Keep a one-pointed focus on inspiration. Listen for help. Trust help is here with you. Receive. Give thanks. You have accepted your invitation to your inner voice.